The Connie Boswell Show, in place of Andre Castellanos, rebroadcast especially for you servicemen and women of the United Nations, with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Jack Pepper, boogie-woogie artist Harry Gibson, and Connie Boswell.
Don't sweetheart me, if you don't mean it. Don't talk sweet words, if they're not true. Don't tear my heart like it was paper, because my heart loves only you. You can't go round sweethearting lovers and then pretend that I'm yours exclusively. Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me. Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't you sweetheart me.
Thank you, and hello there, friends. This is Connie Boswell, and our visitor tonight is a man with more beats than the police department. A man who's going places so fast, you'll need a stratoliner. That boogie-woogie specialist, Harry Gibson. And you know, friends, Mr. Gibson is a more permanent figure on 52nd Street than some of the places he's played in. You may have met him when he was featured at Leon and Eddie's. And at the moment, his address is the Three Deuces Club. As a matter of fact, Harry Gibson has appeared in so many 50 Street spots that his calling card is now the Ace of Club. And ace is the word, as you'll agree, when Harry Gibson gives a hot foot to Pigfoot Pete.
Pigfoot, stop that practicing up there. Play me some boogie-woogie, man. Well, all right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. Uh-huh. Look at here. Looks like my old friend, old Harry the Hipster's coming down here. But you know, Harry, what you doing, man? Ain't seen you around the Apple lately. Oh, I've been around, Jack. Just didn't fall into you. I hear you playing that wild boogie-woogie now. Solid, man. I got to fall in on it, you know. Uh-huh. See ya. You seen any of the boys around? Yeah, man, I just have Terry the Tipster. You're all solid. I know that cat. He's in there. Well, listen to some of that boogie now. You gonna chirp one for me, old man? Solid, man. I'll fall in. I'll do a little vocal. You know, I ain't no Connie Boswell, but I'll put my story down. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it, man. Well, all right. Well, I'm Kansas City. I'm 12 Street. Say, there's a guy called Bigfoot Pete. He play on the piano by ear. And he play all night for big feet and beer. He's murder on the 88. He's the guy who brought the boogie-woogie. Up to date, he's got a cannon in his left hand. He's got a rifle in his right. He's just a double-barrel gate. Well, I know you. And he shoots the 8-beat to you at a frightening rate. He's a solid one. I'll tell you who he is. He's the Bigfoot Pete, a boogie-woogie elite. His hands just big as Virginia hands. I wear his gold to work and I battle around. When you play that box, well, look out, man, that joint rocks. Till you beat to your socks forever. Boogie woogie, part of the plan. They find a big boot, beat the boogie woogie, man. Pigfoot, play me some of that jumping boogie woogie now.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look out now. Let's hear some bass. Stay with it. Stay with it, Jack. Stay with it. Where you going now, Bigfoot? I don't know where. I've been where I was going. We're getting that home stretch now. Rip, I have a little rip, I have a little rap, 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 rap.
Thank you very much, Harry Gibson. You know, folks, I guess most of you, like me, have someone very dear to you who wears the uniform of our armed forces. And I guess most of you, like me, miss that someone just as much as he misses you. But you know, maybe he's close to you right now, closer than you realize. Because maybe he's listening to us just as you are. And with that thought, I'd like to say with a song what I know will be the first thing you'll say when you see him again. So, from you to him, and from him to you, it's Bessima Mucho. Bessima, Bessima Mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. If you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be read somewhere this is National Donut Week. Well, we haven't got the dough, haven't even got the donuts. But we have got that empty space in the center, and it's called Jack Pepper.
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, babe, when you roll those eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rock in like a motorboat. Oh, I never knew any girl like yours.
Thank you, Jack Pepper. Now we'll hear more from you later.
Right now, it's Connie Boswell, and tonight's Forever and Ever song.
The song Forever and Ever. You know, friends, nothing captures the mood of a moment as well as music. Just a bit of some remembered refrain will often take you back to another time, another place, another world. And the songs that live are the ones that say things all of us have felt, but haven't put in words. Just a song came out of the Depression 14 years ago, and it took its place in the pattern of Americana. And so, our forever and ever song tonight is, I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, my baby. Dream of wild, scheme of wild, someday you'll find your happiness, and I guess all those things your heart has pined for, she I'd love to see you looking swell, baby, with diamond rings. Well, what doesn't sell, baby, till my lucky day, you know darn well.
Why don't you dream of one, dream of while, and someday you'll find your happiness, and I guess all the things your heart has pined for. See, I'd love to see you looking swell, my baby, with diamond rings. The world does not sell, my baby, now till my lucky day, you know darn well, baby, that I can't give you anything but
much, folks. You know, if I had my rathers, I'd rather hear one of those tasty arrangements that have made Paul Whiteman's name one of the brightest in the world of music. And Paul's going to give it to you, one of my rathers right now, called Three Blind Mice.
Three
No, Paul, I never knew mice could be as nice as that. And now, friends, just to show you how well off you were before, the Boswell Watered Stock Company is about to present a little drama entitled, Is There a Doctor in the House? Or, The Way to Stop a Head Cold from Moving Down to the Chest, Tie a Knot in Your Neck. Action, lights, curtain.
Dr. T, wanted in maternity. Dr. T, wanted in maternity. Never mind, Dr. T.
Bob, pardon me, nurse, but could you tell me where I could find Mrs. Jack Pepper? You see, she's my wife by marriage. And we're expecting a little bundle from heaven.
Will you please stop pacing up and down?
Is it all right if I go sideways? You see, nurse, I'm a little worried about my wife. She says the doctor keeps feeding her through a glass straw.
Well, there's nothing wrong in feeding a patient through a glass straw.
But he keeps feeding her meatballs.
Well, she's probably under the care of Dr. McCarthy. He's right down the hall, but be quiet. He might be in the middle of an operation.
Thank you, nurse. Gee, I hope he's a good doctor. Oh, here's his office. Gee, he's performing an operation.
Forceps.
Forceps, doctor.
Needle.
Needle.
Thread.
Thread.
There. That finishes the operation.
Thanks, Doc, for sewing the hole in my stocking.
I beg your pardon, but are you Dr. McCarthy?
Yes. Come right in.
I'm Mr. Pepper, you see, and I just came to speak to you about my wife. We're expecting a...
My, but you look bad, son. You're so white and drawn.
Doctor, you're looking at a Venetian blind.
And with all those bags under your eyes.
Oh, doctor, the laboratory just sent over the new microbe.
Oh, yes. Pardon me a moment while I look at the microbe.
What was that?
The microbe just looked at the doctor.
Now, as I was saying, your face looks like it's growing on a mighty long voyage. What you need is an operation.
An operation? You don't understand, doctor. I just came in here to see my wife.
Now, there's nothing to worry about. You're in very capable hands. Excuse me a moment, please. Excuse me. Hello, yes, this is Dr. McCarthy. Of course I perform operations. My rates are very reasonable, too. Tonsils, $50. Appendicitis, $60. Liver, $70. With onions, $75. You're welcome. All right, Mr. Pepper, now I can devote all my time to you. Just lie down here on the table.
But it isn't me. You don't understand. It's my wife.
And nurse, please turn on the radio.
Yes, doctor.
I like music while I work.
Hey, nurse, can you sell me a rabbit's foot?
Shh. Now, don't you worry.
Ready for surgery, nurse?
Yes, doctor.
But aren't you going to give me an anesthetic?
No, I feel like roughing it today.
Let me up. This man is mad.
Who, me? Nurse, give me the knife. The sharp one.
Ouch!
Now, don't excite yourself, my boy. Everything came out all right. Now, nurse, the thread. The thread. There we are.
Doctor, I have a feeling that something is missing.
Hey, my stomach feels awful heavy.
As a matter of fact, what happened to the radio?
The radio! The radio! Oh, my stomach! Oh!
This is the Interior Broadcasting System.
Well, now that the Boswell Watered Stock Company has returned to the ether, let's the rest of us turn to a number that's keeping sweethearts awake everywhere. It's called, I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. Thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew you'd be sorry. I'm sorry too. Didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink
last night. Call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink.
rebroadcast of the Connie Boswell Show is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.